Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, you walk past a burning building and you see two people about to die. A gay white woman and an old trans black man. You can only save one of them. One way or another, you're a transphobic racist or an ableist homophobic sexist. I would raise the stakes and say I'm a blind trans man, and that they're ableist homophobic sexists, assuming that I have the upper body strength and sight to help these individuals. You can only ever out-victim the victims. If I'm in a burning building and can save only one person, then it's definitely going to be me. Up next, this woman's husband was planning something nice for their anniversary, but she's upset because the guy she lost her virginity to just proposed to his girlfriend. Looks like that's what happens when you're an alpha widow and you give up your virginity to a Chad. Some women also seem to think that all men they were together with at one point belonged to them. She was probably trying to trap her ex using sex and he wasn't having any of it. And now she's bonded to him and not her husband. Wah. Number three, Alicia thinks that the pay gap between male and female footballers isn't fair. And that her husband should earn 100,000 times more money than she does. If he didn't earn more money, she wouldn't be with him because of hypergamy. And besides, who actually watches female soccer players anyway? Also, you don't see male porn stars telling female ones it's not fair that they got paid way more money. I only think that there are two people watching women's sports. What do you mean they should be paid the same? Moving on, someone using Bumble had to turn up the brightness on their phone while looking at this dating profile, so he could see the two Africans frolicking in the background. The one on the right looks like he's training to steal a TV. Of course, this woman reduces the brightness on her picture. Nobody wants to play another man's save game. Stay safe out there, guys, because these hoes are mastering the secrets of lighting. Number five, this woman says that she's worthy, even with her flesh apron revealed. Yes, she's worthy. Worthy of McDonald's, bad knees, diabetes feet, and coronary heart disease. As well as worthy of ridicule through fat shaming. But I would help her out with her diet, some Slim Fast as well as a Zempic. But don't worry, honey. I'd find you worthy and sexy from the neck up if you didn't have so much attitude. Fatties started to get big egos to match their bigger bodies around 2011 and 12, when Tinder started to become popular. Up next, apparently bullying in Tennessee comes with a new penalty for teens, losing their driving privileges. But most of the Gen Alpha doesn't even drive. They take Uber. How is this even a punishment? I also worry about this because it seems to be the beginning of the social credit system light in America. If people are okay with it, then they'll move to take away other privileges as well. If we just brought back the talk shit and get hit rule, none of this would happen. Number seven, white supremacists are building a segregated community in Arkansas, where Jews aren't allowed. But you just know that more than half the members will be Jewish because they're either trying to get away from diversity or because they want to snoop on the actual white supremacists. I wonder if this will even get created or if the Fed will just come in and destroy the community. The only way they won't get shut down is if they base it on European nationality or religion and not race. I see plenty of Slovenian and Macedonian-only community centers in Canada, and they're perfectly allowed. Moving on, Denmark bans the burqa and tells Muslims to adjust to Denmark's culture or leave and go to another country if they're not happy. Denmark figured out that migrants are a net drain on their economy, but they don't want to ship them out, so they're just changing their rules so Muslims just walk themselves out the door. Eventually, other countries will do the same, but it'll probably be too late. Also, Islam is not a religion. It's a political ideology. Maybe others need to follow China's lead and ban it. Number 9, instead of companies that create cancer-causing products putting on pink ribbons on their products, maybe they can remove the cancer-causing substances from them instead. Yeah, it's not going to happen because then no one would buy their highly addictive products. Nothing says we care like sprinkling a little bit of carcinogen awareness on top of the carcinogens to make people feel good about eating poison. Nestle recently removed artificial food colors, but their candy is still genetically modified. Up next, single women now own 2.71 million more homes in America than men do. Looks like the crash is going to be epic when AI takes even 10 to 20% of the jobs out there. Besides, most of these homes aren't even paid for, and these women carry vast amounts of debt that they won't be able to pay back when they're technologically unemployed. What's going to make the housing crash even more epic is all the boomers dumping 25% of the homes on the market as they die over the next 10 years. Also, don't forget many of these homes were gone through divorce as well. Number 11, this woman refused to give up her plane seat to a crying child and was filmed and shamed by the airline, and now she's suing them. Good. She paid for the seat, so it's hers. Why should some brat that wants a window seat get it by turning on the waterworks? I hope she wins millions of dollars and never has to fly coach again. Parents are raising their children to be entitled brats, and this has to stop. Moving on, engineers in India are suspended for a $2.3 million bridge with a 90-degree turn. I wouldn't just blame the engineers. I'd blame the city planners that approved the 90-degree turn in the first place. Also, for $2.3 million, I'd be worried about the workmanship. Many American companies, including Boeing, outsourced their software to India, and people died as a result. The sooner that AI starts designing things, the sooner the Jeets stop creating this sort of mess. Number 13, a British cutlery company releases square-tipped knives so you can't jab people with them. What are they going to do next? Ban metal forks and knives that are older and can still be used as weapons. This is what a cucked country looks like. But you could still technically slash someone with this, unless of course the blades are dull. Technically you can end someone with a car at a Christmas market too. What are they going to do? Ban cars next. Up next, this woman says that none of her bikinis will be kid-friendly this summer, and that people need to teach their kids about baddies. I think she spelled fatties wrong. I also hope she brought a case of bleach with her, so those kids can wash out their eyes after seeing her. Bikinis like this are not friendly to anyone except maybe chubby chasers. This just proves to me that fat shaming needs to make a huge comeback. Either that or the government needs to buy and hand out a Zempec. Number 15, Leonardo da Vinci never married and he was a god among MGTOW. Tesla and Newton as well. That's the reason men like this become historic figures. Because they don't get married. Even the Wright brothers didn't marry and one of them was asked why he didn't get married. And he said, I'm sorry, but I don't have time for a wife and an airplane. As for Da Vinci, he knew that there was no good wife. There were only ones that were less worse. Moving on, why does this woman miss clubbing in the 90s? Because it was dark and no one could see how ugly she was when they decided to take her home. But seriously, if you know your history, then you know the clubbing she's actually talking about is clubbing other figure skaters' knees in the 90s. As for clubbing, it's never coming back. Clubs everywhere are shutting down because the new generations don't buy liquid courage at the bars anymore. Clubs lived and died mostly based on how many drinks they sold. Number 17 is one of those rare cases where a woman is paying child support to a man, instead of the other way around. And there's an article being written about it. What about the millions of men that are paying women that don't get articles written about them? Maybe we should get a house from her too. Women would make a PBS documentary just shaming a guy if that happened. Women only complain about the state of affairs when they're on the losing side. Up next, Sweden is trying to figure out why so few kids are being born. The answer is dopamine vaccine. People are more addicted to getting satisfaction from their screens than they are from having sex and starting families. The problem for falling fertility rates seems to have been started back when television became mainstream. Even then, the programming was limited. Screens were okay so long as they were a treat, like when you used to go to a movie theater. People are now too busy chasing dopamine through materialism, smartphones, and food that having children comes in last place. Number 19, the man bun had to come from somewhere, and I haven't seen one in quite some time. Looks like that hairdo has finally been thrown in the trash. Remember, guys, that if you're sporting a man bun, you don't look like a samurai. You look like a soccer mom instead. The last time I saw one was on a dirty hipster that looked like this a few years ago. I also think this is the only acceptable use for a man bun other than samurais. Moving on, women are wondering where all the masculine liberal intellectuals have gone. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron? The definition of liberal has changed. Liberals are dumb and emotional and physically weak. The men that women want are shifting to the right. Not because they adopted conservative ways of thinking, but because the left has gone so far left of Stalin. Being a liberal was also cool in the 90s and 2000s. That ended when the left embraced all the woke nonsense. Number 21 looks like it's getting desperate out there for curry cells that want to get their hands on a snow bunny. Adam here tried to post this anonymously saying that as a white woman, I say Indian men are the hottest. Said no woman ever. Even Indian women aren't into most Indian men. Let's see what happens in coming decades when the social safety net collapses thanks to government debt and AI. Then I suspect that for many broke women that any man would be hot at that point. Up next, if you don't like the new female Iron Man, then according to RDJ, you're racist. Oh yeah. We'll burn in hell, Iron Cuck. He'll say anything that Holly Woke pays him to say. If he really did say this, then he's following in the footsteps of what Mark Ruffalo would say. As for Ironheart, it's another $150 million down the drain for Disney. Even their theme park revenues are falling. I think it's almost over for them shortly. Number 23 Lily Phillips breaks the world record for sleeping with the most men in the shortest amount of time. We should set up a stadium and watch her and Bonnie Blue compete. This is just competition to see who can out Sodom and Gomorrah each other. The whole stadium would also reek of fish. All we have to do is get Polymarket involved, and it's gonna happen. Would we call it a hoedown or a hoe-thon? Moving on, a study says that 14 million lives could be lost due to Trump's cuts to US aid. We have it all wrong. America isn't the world's policeman. It's the world's welfare queen. Between paying welfare recipients in America and paying for healthcare for illegals, and now giving welfare to Africans, no wonder it's going broke. Here's a novel idea. Maybe the warlords need to learn how to share some of that aid money instead of using it to buy luxury vehicles. Number 25 and the last one, I don't know who did this to Bella Ramsey, but I won't object. Looks like Kathy Griffin has competition. This is actually based on her. The funny thing is that if Bella Ramsey looked like she does the way she does on the left, in real life, it would actually be an improvement. She should definitely cover the forehead though, because it makes her look like a potato. A potato that's about to be a dad. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.